So you don't have 10 minutes straight of "It's a Small World After All."
That sounds in my head now.
It's a small world after
You're gonna be really sorry because I'm gonna be singing that now the rest of the night.
Small world after all. It's small, small. Ah. Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast.
It's very dramatic.
We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. Hi, Brandon.
Hey. What's up?
The sky, the ceiling.
That is true.
Probably some clouds.
Maybe some flying birds.
Probably a few of those. It is springtime. There could be some cobra chickens out there. Up.
Meh. That's what they sound like.
Gorgeous. What are you drinking?
Some tasty local beer.
Mm-hmm. It's your favorite from the local brewery.
Yeah.
I'm having a peach White Claw.
Oh, are you?
Because it's kind of summery today.
It is peachy.
It is peachy. And
I got a little bit too much sun today. I can feel it.
You feel
a little
pink?
I feel it
pink
on my face.
Feel a little pink? And you need some aloe?
It's because I'm
white.
Super white right now, but yeah.
Well, now you're going to be a little pink.
A little pink.
Like on your forehead, you feel
yeah,
it?
Yeah, just a little on the forehead.
A little singed.
A little singed.
Do you have a nerd thing from this week?
Well, I'm watching the NHL playoffs off and on.
Mm-hmm.
My team has sadly not been a part of it since
nope.
the beginning.
Nope, they fell apart.
I've been hate watching a little bit.
Yeah, that's fine. Cheering for chaos.
Mostly cheering for chaos. See here and there. You know?
Mm-hmm. Are you content with how it is going in your hate watching?
It could be better. Could be better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't like Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
Boo les habitants.
Oui. And do you want to know what my nerd thing is?
I do. I super do.
Well, we're probably going to talk about this like in the news, but my nerd thing is I got really into The Mandalorian and Grogu came out this week.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got really into it. I dressed all up in my Grogu dress, and I wore ears to a movie. I wore my Grogu ears to a movie and my Grogu lounge fly, and I brought my Grogu. Well, he's not really a stuffy. I mean, like his body stuffed, I guess. Anyway.
He's a life-size Grogu.
Yeah, and he looks amazing.
Yeah.
And I brought him along. Anyway, we went to the movie. But going to the movie, like, we left work and then drove for an hour and a half to go to the movie.
Yeah, we committed.
We did. We talked about getting the popcorn bucket, though.
It was not there.
It was sold out before we even got there.
Immediately.
Yeah. However, you weren't too disappointed. Were you a little disappointed?
I was a little disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then I sent out the bat signal.
wrong IP.
Oh.
You used the wavy hand thing. The magic wavy hand thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
R.I.P. Carl Weathers.
Yeah. Aww. Carl Weathers is awesome. And then what?
And then my friend got me a popcorn bucket, so I'm gonna get that in the fall. And
which
when
is
I
super
go
nice of him.
Visit and
I thought that was super.
We'll trade some merch sales.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought that was super super nice of him. Did you like The Mandalorian and Grogu?
I thought it was super awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I give it 5 out of 5 big pipes.
Oh. Ooh, big pipe.
And, now, is it perfect? No.
No.
But, like, there's very few perfect things in this world, so
yeah.
That's a stupid thing to want.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
Immensely, and that's all you can
I don't think you could have had a better time at the movies than going to watch Mandalorian and Grogu, if you're a Star Wars fan. It was very Star Wars, which is saying something, because no lightsabers in sight. It was a super fun time.
Super duper fun.
Yeah. Anyway, I got really into it, so. And like I said, we committed.
We also watched it in D-Box.
Oh, so yeah.
it shook and rattled and rolled you.
It's true.
It was. It really felt like a little bit of a Star Tours.
Yeah.
The ship parts felt like Star Tours quite a bit.
Yeah, especially like the slower ones.
I wanted to see who the spy was, but right? they didn't do that part, so I don't know.
You got to be the spy once.
I did, one time.
That is on my Disney bucket list. It's like one of the only things that doesn't cost a lot of money on my Disney bucket list, and I've never gotten to be the spy.
It was the one time that I didn't, like, pose for it, too, so
of course.
It was unfortunate.
Yeah, and it's one time I didn't have my phone out.
Yeah.
We were way on the end, and it's like, you very rarely do the people on the far end ever get picked, so I wasn't even thinking about it. Until it was you.
It's 100% random. I think they just find someone that looks like they're out of it. Because I look like I was out of it.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yeah, I've never gotten to be so whatever. It was super fun. I definitely recommend. It is a good time. Yeah. We have new shows coming out. But not really Disney ones. Do we have any Disney shows coming out? Oh, we did not get a Doomsday trailer.
No, there was no Doomsday trailer. No. We talked about this on the last episode.
That there might be one. Nope.
We saw Spider-Man again.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We saw Odyssey, yeah. Which is interesting because that's like the one that's competing with...
Doomsday.
Well, no, it's not competing with Doomsday. No, that's Dune.
That's
but,
Dune.
But it is
the
not...
The other summer movie.
It's not a Disney property.
No.
So, I don't know.
They also did Minions and Monsters. Maybe those were the theater ones.
Yeah, I think the theater just played whatever trailers they had.
Yeah.
Probably
came with Spider-Man and they just put on the other ones. We have the Spider-Noir is coming out this coming week.
That is true, yeah.
Yeah, which looks, is not Disney, but, you know, little...
It's Marvel.
It looks pretty good. Pretty nerdy, so that's exciting. I'm optimistic about this. It looks weird.
And
but I'm hopeful.
Nick Cage thrives on weird.
Yeah, exactly. So it might be the right kind of weird.
I am very optimistic for this.
Me too. All right, so that's what's coming out this week. You ready to head to the news?
So ready.
I know.
Oh my goodness. Holy cow.
Disney A News Update. Okay, well anyway. Okay, so news. First of all, at the parks, we did have speaking of Mandalorian and Grogu, we did have the new Mandalorian and Grogu at Smuggler's.
Smuggler's Run.
Yes.
Pedro Pascal actually stopped in and took off his helmet and showed it to some tourists. How disgraceful. How could he do that? And then he had to kill them
all,
I guess
the next step. As long as they all die.
As long as they all die. Anyway, so that was the thing. And, yeah, there's a new mission on Smuggler's Run.
Yep.
And there's also a new Grogu mode, similar to Chewie mode.
Ooh, I haven't seen that. I heard about something.
Which you can unlock. The gunners have to push a certain button, push and hold a button together to unlock it. But on release day for Mandalorian and Grogu, it was just, like, by default, everyone had Grogu
okay.
mode. Yeah.
Okay.
And you have Grogu, like, kind of invading your stuff and pushing buttons on your behalf. And
you're not supposed to push the buttons.
He just shoots off the missiles, I'm sure. Yeah, that's fine.
There are... speaking of Mandalorian and Grogu, the new Mandalorian and Grogu menu has arrived, including the very blue Grogu cookies. It took them long enough.
Don't eat so many that you throw up.
Yeah. They're very sweet. But, I mean, they're white chocolate and pineapple, someone said. Or tropical, maybe.
Gross.
Yeah, anyway.
That would make me throw up. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, I will try it then for you.
Cinematically accurate.
The one I was really excited about, there's a new Lego, the Main Street USA Lego sets.
Yes, this was kind of leaked and then officially announced. It looks pretty darn cool.
Looks amazing. All the turnstiles are accurate.
They have
the windows.
They have a lot of minifigs.
And, all the minifigs are wearing Mickey ears.
And yeah, they have stuff in the windows, and they even have like a Mickey Mouse minifig.
There's the lamp in the fire hall.
There is a lamp in the fire hall. Yeah, so
they have merch at the turnstiles.
Yeah. So like, if you had the train, the Disneyland train.
Oh, this yeah. This would go along
well with that a lot. If you wanted to build a whole Disneyland thingy, you'd probably need a bunch more sets. But this is looks very cool.
Mm-hmm.
You need a place to display it,
though. I would figure that out after.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Glad we discussed that. And then the really big news is there was a Garden Grove chemical tank leak. Apparently, it was there was a crack on an overheated chemical tank. There's a state of emergency.
In Anaheim?
They said California declared it, but I'm not sure through Orange County. I'm not sure, how big the area is, but apparently the crack might actually be good because they said it probably relieved some of the pressure. But
well,
yeah,
you don't
it's
want
like
it to blow.
Disneyland is outside of the evacuation zone, so it was going to open, but they actually did evacuate Disney and Knott's, and
just because.
Yeah, but they were monitoring it, and easier to evacuate now than when it's actually when you don't have time and you have to do it right away. So apparently, this happened on Friday.
Oh, okay.
But
were they
operating
on Saturday
or Saturday? Friday, Covey had warned about it, and then Saturday, basically, I did not know any of this was going on until today.
Right.
So, but now it's been frustrating. It's been frustrating. It's been evacuated.
And frustrating.
So it is a tank containing 7,000 gallons of methyl methacrylate, which is a highly volatile and flammable substance used to make plastic. It was at a risk of failure, and one of the three options was it blowing up.
Okay.
So they're like, no.
Huh. That's strange, but okay.
Yeah. So anyway, that happened. So 50,000 residents of Garden Grove, California, have been evacuated basically all weekend. So yeah.
Well, that sucks for them.
Yeah. But I'm getting different reports here. One said that was Friday night. Another one says Saturday. Yeah. So, anyway. They say the crack actually is probably the best case scenario. Because explosive is the worst case scenario. And the crack is relieving some pressure.
Oh. So... what you're saying is crack is good.
That is almost what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
Go crack.
Isn't that wild?
It is pretty wild. Mm. I feel bad for the people that had to get evacuated, I guess.
As of today, no fumes have been detected by firefighters or the Environmental Protection Agency, which has set up monitoring stations around the site. So that's really good.
I mean, that's good. They still have an Environmental Protection Agency. I would have thought that would have gotten cut in the recent cuttings.
Yeah, well, maybe it did.
Hmm.
They said, but yes, basically they're all kind of relieved about this crack in the, yeah.
Right.
After he proclaimed a state of emergency in Orange County, on Saturday, Governor Gavin Newsom said he requested President Trump issue an emergency declaration. Then FEMA could direct federal assistance to the scene and allow federal funding to flow in. Basically, Newsom says California doesn't wait for disaster to unfold. They need to act early. So they were hoping for that. And yeah.
Though I will say Disneyland is open right now.
Mm-hmm.
Space Mountain's got a 50-minute wait.
Okay, so yesterday must have been when it was evacuated then.
Cars is 100 minutes.
Oof, that is not nothing either.
And Guardians is 75.
Yeah, because it's out of the evacuation zone, I'm surprised. Anyway, that is the big news. Pretty wild, hey?
Super wild.
Yeah. So I'm definitely going to be watching to see what the heck is going on. Isn't that crazy, hey?
Well, at least nothing blew up.
Yeah, I guess. Yet, so far.
It's fine.
Everything's fine. Yeah. They're optimistic. You know, last week we said everything's fine, and then 2 + 2 = 5. That was the name of our episode.
Meh.
Do you have any news?
I don't.
Then ready to head to our main topic?
Yeah, well, I would like an Avengers trailer, but we don't have that, so.
Right.
On we go.
On we go.
What's in the bag?
It's not a head, it's just content.
Oh.
Ah. Disney A grab bag. Okay. Weeks ago, Brandon.
Weeks.
I put out a call. We're still unpacking and moving and everything like that. So it's still chaos. We cannot promise that we're going to be like... Actually, the sound wasn't too bad, though. We're in a different
room. Well, you edited it.
Yeah.
So you would know. I have no idea.
I was going to say, we can't promise the same sound.
I just talk out of my mouth hole, so...
that's a good place to talk.
Yeah.
But if the sound seems weird, that's just still why.
Still why.
Okay, so I got a bunch of random questions. Exclusively Instagram, actually.
Okay, well, the answers are yes, no.
Maybe
sometimes.
So. Mm-hmm. And...
On Tuesday.
And?
Only on Tuesday.
And? 42.
Well, I mean, yes. That is the answer. Obviously.
To life, the universe, and everything.
And everything.
Okay, well, weirdly enough, I didn't get any questions with that, with 42 in them.
Oh, fail.
Lame.
Fail.
So, we're going to go through some of these pretty quickly. Some of them are pretty creative, and I kind of like... I'm disorganized, so we're gonna jump all over the place, basically.
You disorganized? That's actually a first.
That's actually true. I'm a pretty organized person. I thought you were being sarcastic.
No, I was not. I was very sincere. This is like the first time this has ever happened to me.
You're like, I don't know what to do. Okay, go. I mean, by saying disorganized, I do have everything like typed out into my notes app.
Oh, it was a bit. You were doing a bit.
No.
I messed up the bit.
No, you didn't, because theoretically, I would have put like questions together and like had them in like escalating order of... Like, put part questions together and then, like, you know what I mean? I would have organized the questions more. You're shaking your head. They can't see you shaking your head.
Anyway.
Okay. So, I've seen the questions. I don't necessarily have an answer for all of them, but you might. So, here we go.
Oh, I have an answer for everything.
I know. Some of these questions we've done before, and we can just, like, talk about them super briefly. So we got a couple questions that were like, how long have you been together and how long have you been doing this podcast?
Too long.
Wow.
Wow. Ow, ow, ow. I mean, not long enough.
For which question?
Yes.
How long have we been together?
A long time.
We will be married 13 years this July.
Oh, that's a long time.
We were together for a while before that. Just like a little bit, right? Just a little while before that?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. How long have we been doing this podcast? We started in 2020.
Because of
COVID. Specifically, we said there was no hockey on.
Yeah, you can go back to the first
episode.
Literally,
this is the first episode, which is called... Do you remember what our first episode was called?
No, I do not.
To all who come to this happy place,
oh,
welcome.
Yeah, I did. That makes sense. That was my idea.
I'm not sure if that's true.
I'm pretty sure it was, actually. Anyway, we did talk about how... Because it was because no hockey was on.
Mm-hmm.
It was very sad at the time.
It's true. And then we just kept going.
There's hockey on, but it's not... Happy, so, you know,
that's
whatever.
True. What is it like having a podcast with your, they said husband, but I'm going to make you answer as well, so I change it to partner.
Oh.
So what is it like having a podcast with your partner?
I mean, it makes it a lot easier to schedule, like, recording.
Yeah, because you just, like, come into the room and be like,
yeah. I couldn't imagine doing it not, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's
I like
scheduling
listening.
Is the hardest part, yeah. I would say. So this makes it's a lot easier.
I like listening to Disney Assembled, and when they started just a half year before we did, and they're a father-daughter team. If you don't listen to Disney Assembled, you should go listen to them.
Yeah.
And when they started, like they started, together. Yeah. They but now she's at college.
Yeah. Now they don't live together. Yeah. That makes
it
a lot harder.
It makes it a lot harder. Yeah. Exactly. So that is something to.
I'm not going that's to college positive. Anytime soon.
No, that's so, true. Me yeah. neither. I go to school, but not the same thing.
Yeah.
And also, like, we, like, watch the same movies and same shows and stuff, and we travel together, so all of it makes sense to then just talk yeah. about
when
it.
When I watch a show without you, I almost want to make you watch it after.
It's true.
Because, like...
How am I going to talk to you about this?
Like, for example...
Yeah.
I've watched the entirety of Invincible.
Yeah.
And I'm like... I kind of want to restart it and just make you want to make you watch the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That might happen. Like that
literally, literally might happen.
It might happen.
Yeah.
That this is an example.
We get along is part
well,
of it.
Well, we have the same taste. So and, if I'm going to spend time watching it, you probably will enjoy watching it too.
Right. Exactly. The... And like we travel together and like, so the things we talk about, it's easy doing it with a spouse, I suppose.
Super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Especially if you actually like each other. And like spending time together.
Oh, yeah. That too.
Okay. Brannon.
That's me.
What is the biggest mistake Disney first-timers make?
Ooh. Not planning ahead.
Yeah, flying by the seat of your pants. You can't be a pantser.
Well, you used to be able to just...
Yeah.
And you would have a good time still. Yeah. Now if you don't plan ahead, you show up and they say, oh, sorry, there's no reservations left. You can't go into the park at all. Like,
yeah.
Like, used to be, they'd have ticket windows and you go buy a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
They've literally closed those down now. There's no ticket
yeah, and they
windows
removed
anymore.
Them.
You have to buy tickets ahead of time.
Yep.
But beyond that, if you don't know what you're getting into, you're not going to get as much done as you want.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be, you don't have to plan every second of your day or anything like
right.
that, but... You kind of have to have some sort of plan or it's going to not go so well. I like that. Some people might not like that.
Right.
But if you know that it's a thing, you should...
Yeah.
You just have to plan a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I don't even know, like, yes, plan, but more so just like everything in life, pretty much. The more educated you are about it, the easier you're going to time you're going to have.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you watch a vlog, if you listen to a podcast, if you and you don't have to plan everything, but then understand that you're not going to get to do everything. And quite frankly, you're not going to get to do everything anyway. But like you have to have realistic expectations that match the level of prep you're willing to do in advance. And quite frankly, all that stuff is super fun and helps you get excited anyway.
Exactly. And this doesn't apply to Disney alone. Like any travel that you do,
yeah.
The more you are educated, like you say, yep. the more you're going to enjoy it. And
yeah. So like we're planning.
Part of that planning is like getting excited for your trip.
Totally. We're planning Alaska in July.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many people that I've like read or talked to or something like that they didn't plan and then packed completely inappropriately because they're like, I'm going to go on a cruise in July and totally missed the part about it being Alaska. Or on the other hand, we're like, oh, that's snow and ice and everything like that. And then... were over like there's stuff like that and then you have to spend more money to buy like appropriate clothing like it's all you're wasting time and money if you don't
I just
do it in advance.
I like to be educated and not
yeah,
be completely out to lunch when I do
fun.
Something
mm-hmm.
because I have anxiety and I want to
yeah.
know how things are going to go before I do them.
Plus, I mean, it's kind of a joke to say, like, plan spontaneity. It is way easier to change your plans or be spontaneous if you have the information about, like, your window to do that in.
Oh, sure. Like, on our Alaskan cruise, we have a whole port where we don't know exactly what we're doing, but we know what's available to us.
Exactly.
And that it's going to be easy to plan different things, do different things. You're not going to have to book a 5-hour bus ride to get somewhere that is important. So it's fine. And
yeah,
when you know what you're in for, you can be a little spontaneous at the same time.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct.
It's less stressful that way.
Yeah. I have two questions that I'm going to put back to back here.
Okay.
Dose questions. Something Disney, it doesn't have to be in the parks, it can be anything that is overrated, in your opinion.
Stitch.
Oh, good answer. Oh, that's a really good answer.
For me, it's Stitch.
I agree.
Stitch is super, super duper overrated. And it's not even all of Lilo and Stitch. Like,
just Stitch himself.
Stitch has become this, like, cult classic, like...
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest merch sellers in all of Disney, and I just don't care. I just don't care. Lilo and Stitch is fine as a movie. It's fine. It's
fine. Yeah, no, I liked it fine. I like it less because Stitch is so popular.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can have anything, if I have anything that tops that.
Duffy is also overrated, but I don't, he's not that rated that high either, but he's also overrated.
Yeah, okay. I'm stuck. I don't know. I don't have anything for this one other than Stitch, because now I'm just, like, agreeing with you with Stitch.
Yeah.
Okay. On the other hand, something hidden or underrated that people skip. I've got one. I've got two.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that is kind of hidden away and underrated, I suppose.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, I'll hear what you have to say.
I have two, because I have one that's a movie, and then I have one in the park.
Okay.
Okay, so
I was mostly thinking the park, but...
Okay, so an underrated movie. We've talked before about the most underrated movie probably being The Great Mouse Detective.
Mm.
I'm going to throw Treasure Planet in there.
Oh, I mean, yeah, your millennials will probably agree with you on that one.
Well, with both of them, because one was from childhood, and one was from adolescence, so... but in the park, what I think is underrated is the area where Edelweiss is, and then you can, like, walk out, and it's kind of, you know, I don't know.
The little sitting area,
almost no one is ever there.
The boats used to go really a long time ago,
yeah,
but, like, before our time. But yeah, I know exactly what area. We literally had the tasty Edelweiss garlic knots thing there.
But when it was super, super busy at the park, and there were multiple tables open there.
At least a couple.
Yeah.
And like waterfront, which
was
crazy because it was super busy.
Hidden gem.
Really cool. So along those lines, I would say...
I thought of another one.
Tom Sawyer's Island / Pirates... Cove. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And
totally agree.
Taking the little ferry over there.
Yeah.
Very cool. And it's going to be a Disneyland only thing now.
Yeah.
Because they're scrapping the whole kit and caboodle in Florida now.
Yeah. It's gone.
Yeah. So there you go.
I like that. And even though it doesn't get the upkeep or love that it deserves.
No,
it's still nice to walk around there, and there's a lot of history there, and I like it.
And it's super busy, and you just need to have a zen moment to yourself. That's the place to do it.
I like it. Really good answers on that one, I think. Did you want to have a movie, too? Since I did both? Great Mouse Detective.
Well, it's Great Mouse Detective. Okay. That stuff's awesome. I really like Great Mouse Detective, and it's, I would say also Robin Hood is kind of underrated now as well.
Again, there's like us elder millennials have a real thing for Robin Hood, though.
Yeah.
Even though that was like before our time.
But you don't see any merch for it or anything like that, which is crazy to me.
So, yeah, really good point. It should be a total classic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've talked about this before, but not on a Q&A, so I'm going to include it. Rope drop, best rope drop strategy. First of all, are you rope dropping DC or Disneyland? In this question, they weren't specific.
Well, I mean, the answer is different for both. That's what I mean. It's probably different since the last time we've been there because DCA's rope drop strategy has changed completely now.
Okay. Let's start with DCA because it has changed. Where they move the rope is different, or where they stop the rope, where they put the rope, where they put the rope.
Yeah. You basically used to have
one,
two and a half.
Yeah.
Rope drop spots in DCA. I say half because you could technically go all the way right and go to, like, Soarin'.
Oh, I guess that would be the only thing you'd rope drop over there, right? Soarin'?
I guess.
But technically there was a spot there.
There was a spot there and whatever. But either you would go over to Schmoozie's and then rope drop Guardians. Or you'd go straight down the gullet. And 99% of people would be rope dropping Cars.
Yep.
But it was really far away from Cars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've moved up the rope drop, and they have, I guess, four rope drops now.
Okay.
Because you have the Schmoozies and the Soarin that they used to have. And then they split the one that they had, and you can go all the way into Cars Land. It's like, basically...
They take you to
basically Radiator down Main Springs. Street,
yeah.
Whatever
Route 66.
Route 66 there, and then they have the one that goes to Pixar Pier, and that those are split.
Mm-hmm.
Which means if you want to rope drop Cars, you're a lot closer. Yeah. You don't have to fight, which always bothered me, all the runners.
Yeah, DCA is way worse for runners than Disneyland.
And it was just a far distance, so you like I'm a fast walker, so I can keep up with
people walking
the semi runners, pretty good, but it's a little bit more fair where it is now.
Yep. So what is your strategy now? Just knowing that information, even though we haven't done it.
If you want to do Cars, you rope drop the rope drop, and you go to Cars.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it might be worth it to, like, do Rock and Roller Coaster. Not Rock and Roller Coaster.
You were watching the Muppet stuff.
I was, yes. Incredicoaster.
Yeah.
Or something
yeah,
that
like could be.
That. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Or Guardians.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to ride Radiator Springs together with your people, your shot at it, unless you want to pay, is rope drop. That's just
because it's just a big line.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you do Disneyland,
yeah,
you gotta make a choice.
Yep.
You either go left or right, and left, I would say, your best bet is Indiana Jones.
I agree.
You can try and do Rise of the Resistance going the same way, but...
We still have the same problem where it's often not open first thing in the morning.
It's often not open.
And I mean, sometimes
Indy
isn't.
It's a long hike, so, doing Plan B when you get there is not great.
No.
So you're wasting...
Whereas if you walk and Indy's not open, then you walk over to Big Thunder or something. Yeah.
You can pivot away from Indy because that's sometimes not open. It's usually open, but it sometimes isn't.
It's open more often than Rise is first thing.
Right. And I guess if you really, you do kind of have to be a runner, but if you wanted to do the Pooh book.
We were so close.
The Pooh story.
Yeah, the signing the book.
At the Pooh ride.
We were really close, but we refused to run.
Yeah.
And the couple who beat us just before us ran the whole time.
Yeah.
You drug me with your long legs. But there's a difference between speed walking and dragging me with your long legs and actually running, and they were actually running. So.
Well, one half of them ran, and then the other one passed us in the line.
Yeah. to catch up with the other one. And I'm like, and we could have done that, but we don't.
I could have run faster than the other people.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but I'm not running.
We're not going to do that.
It's not proper. No, so anyway, it's not. That's fine. I'm not bitter. I'm only a little bitter.
Me too.
So there's that. Mm-hmm. And then your other option is, of course, Space Mountain. That's the,
yes,
that is probably the best rope drop.
Up and running.
If you are rope drop and you go, yeah, and you go to Space Mountain, that has a lot of hype and it's, yeah, pretty good. And people technically seem to not run as bad.
Definitely speed walking, but not flat out running.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more cast members on that, yeah, side. Yeah,
because it's so popular. And it's not like bottlenecky. Indy, I still think, is generally pretty good. Once you get out in the open more, there's more people running, especially if you're trying to make it to Rise. But the Indy is generally pretty good, except there's a bottleneck there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas not for Space. And
Indy's not that far either.
No, it's not. Now, the nice thing is Space isn't up and running, because that was the issue where we said, well, if Indy's not, you can pivot and go to Big Thunder. If Space isn't, Matterhorn's right there.
Oh, Matterhorn's probably not running more.
Matterhorn's
often than
less
Space,
likely
to
be running first thing than Space. The one morning I was by myself and Space was down and Matterhorn was down, and so everyone was going to Star Tours.
Yikes.
Yeah, and like cast members made fun of it. Like,
that's unfortunate.
But I mean, at that point, what do you do?
Yeah. Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters.
Some people did that too.
I don't know.
Because like
Finding Nemo.
The one morning when I'm going to be there by myself, I'm going to rope drop Fantasyland. Because a lot of people do it. We've never done it. That's not like our field.
We have rope drop Fantasyland. In 2008, we sure did.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We sure did.
Wow, and yeah, okay, that was a while ago.
We nailed it back then.
Well, I'm going to do the Fantasyland challenge that Fresh Baked laid out.
Do all the Fantasyland
rides. All the Fantasyland attractions before 11 o'clock.
Oh.
I have a list.
The helpful part is there's no early entry anymore.
That is the very helpful part.
If you rope drop the rope drop and get on Peter Pan as like in the first, where it's like 5 minutes, easy by 11.
So
easy.
He has not made it.
Oh, well, times. He
stops to talk. But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think I watched his, and I think I saw where it could be improved. Yet you have to do Peter Pan. If you don't do Peter Pan, if you don't rope drop and do Peter Pan immediately, there's no point even trying.
No.
You do Peter Pan, Snow White, Pinocchio, Toads. Like, those are all, like, right there.
Alice is the tricky part. When do you hit Alice?
So, I say you do Alice before 9 a.m., or you move it to later after the first rush dies down. Yeah. So, that's not the tricky one. You know where he lost it? Dumbo.
Dumbo's also kind of tricky, yeah. But
after Alice, you do Matterhorn. Then you do Dumbo.
Oh, right. You have to count Matterhorn. Yep.
Then you do Dumbo. But the thing is, you have to wait long enough then to get more trains on the track for Matterhorn.
You get, or single rider.
Or single rider. Yep. Then I'm doing Dumbo after Matterhorn. Then I'm going to do Storybook Land. So Storybook Land is a long ride. And again, they put out more boats as it goes on. Yeah. So it's like a trick between having enough boats without it being super crowded.
I'm still more concerned about Alice because that.
So I have a plan A and a plan B for Alice. After Storybook Land, then Teacups. That one's an easy one. Then the Carousel.
Yeah, Teacups is not very variable.
No, Carousel.
Yeah.
Also pretty easy. The only thing is you don't want to like sit there and just watch it go around and around and around. Casey Jr., do as late as possible to make sure they're running
two
both trains.
You need two trains on Casey Jr.
And then you do Casey Jr. on your way to Small World Yen and Small World because it's by far the longest attraction. I think I can do it, no problem. I agree. Alice is
Alice
a factor
is
and
tricky.
Dumbo.
Yeah, and Dumbo can
so be. I have a plan A and a plan B for Alice. Dumbo is the tricky one. And Alice, it's like you get in that first wave or you wait. Because he watched the times on Alice the whole time because he was, like, factoring that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was short when he got in the line. And then it went way, way longer. And then it actually was slightly less short. But it was only, like, a two-minute variable when it was like that.
Right.
So it just depends, right? You either got to do it before or after Matterhorn. You just, like, see what the line looks like. Yeah. So anyway,
Alice concerns me in this whole.
I'm gonna do this.
I'm doing the math in my head. That's fair. Alice is my biggest concern.
Yeah, no, I get that. Dumbo was where he fell apart, though.
Dumbo is my third.
Yeah.
You got Peter Pan, Alice, and Dumbo are the concerns.
As long as you time it so you get the right amount, like for the number of trains and things like that for Casey Jr. So anyway, that was a tangent we just went on, but that is an option that you can do, and I will be doing
it. I will talk about Rope Drop for like 6 hours straight.
It's, you know what it is? It's because once you have a strategy, it's like, oh man. What's your plan B if that doesn't...
It's so fun. It's a game, and you win and you lose, but like, it doesn't matter because you're enjoying it.
Like, yeah, like it's fun. There's like, oh no.
Like, we've had some really bad Rope Drops. And I don't even care. Like,
no, it's just like, well, it didn't work. Well,
it didn't work.
Do you remember it was when it rained and everything was down? We were there for New Year's and we were going to Rope Drop Rise on our first day. And we heard it was down. But we did hear it was down before we walked all the way over there. And we Rope Dropped it a different day anyway. And then we're like, okay, we'll do Indy. We walk up to Indy. Indy's down. Big Thunder was down. Well, we're Rope Dropping Pirates.
Yeah, we literally circled back to Pirates, which is like, the worst thing to work.
But at that point, it was just like, you just need to get on something.
We just need to get on something. Yeah. And it was fine.
And that was fine. And the time before that, Pirates had been down for renos anyway. So we were like, oh, it's okay. And it's just like a super magical way to start your day anyway. But like, again, like, totally bad strategy. But because we were educated on all the stuff,
it is what
it is.
We can
still make a decision. So anyway, yes, Rope Drop strategy is super fun. Maybe we should do a whole episode just rope drop. A good place to save money at the parks.
Food.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't care if you're not a kid ordering a kid's meal, by the way.
If you
order kids' meals.
If you plan out your food intake, they have a lot of tasty treats.
Yep.
They can be quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They let you pack in food. If you want to save money.
Easiest way to do it.
You can go to Costco and make some ham sandwiches. That is where you save money. Your ticket is going to cost what it's going to cost.
There's nothing you can do about
that. You got nothing you can do about that, but you can save money on food.
Good recommendation.
100%.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, the tasty treats are tasty, so maybe budget for that, but if you're on a budget and you can't swing it, that's fine too.
And even if you want to, again, if you are educated about these things, and you don't have to know all the things about everything, but
it helps if you
do. But you can also know, like, okay, that is a place where you can, like, two of us can share one meal because the portions are huge.
Well, that's a good point, too. Some of the things are pretty big and you can share. And when you're walking around all day, you do need some calories, but you also don't want to be too full.
Yeah, exactly.
At the same time, you're on rides.
We are very, with the exception of a couple sit-down places that we usually will have one or two, we are more grab a snack and keep going people.
And then we are super tired and and eat motel room Hot Pockets
at 1 a.m.
In our bed at 1 a.m.
Sitting cross-legged.
I mean, these are things that happen. Like,
and they're fun. Yeah, they're actually fun.
It is fun. It is fun. Those Hot Pockets taste really good at 1 a.m., let me tell you.
No, you know what tastes the best? Corn dog.
Midnight corn dog. Midnight corn dogs do taste very good if you can swing it. The little red wagon at midnight is very busy, actually.
Yeah, you got to plan it for just a little bit before, and then you can swing it well. The other really good late night one is, we're telling people to bring in food, and they were like, oh, but this was really good. One, I always wanted to do it. This is another random thing on my Disney bucket list that we did. I wanted to be at the Jolly Holiday having the tomato soup with the sandwich at the park close. Usually we're on a ride. But we got...
Oh, here's another way you can save money.
Mm.
You can pre-purchase your merch. You can go to licensed but off-brand...
Oh, yeah. That's
places
a good...
Places like Cakeworthy,
yep.
Hot Topic. They all have licensed Disney merch. that is going to be way cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel like you're included, but you're not spending that top dollar.
Yep. Especially if you have kids. Yeah. A really good tip that I saw, someone said, like, they get little Disney toys,
mm-hmm.
and then they gave, like, they carried them with them, and then they gave them, like, one a day. So then when they were shopping,
so they're not like, oh, I want that bubble wand that's $40 US.
Yeah, and then you're like,
they will use for one day.
I kind of want a bubble wand.
You can buy a bubble wand from the dollar store for $1.
Yeah.
Glue some Mickey ears on it or something. Like, I'm just throwing this out there. There is ways to get merch that makes you feel like you're still participating.
Especially for kids. Like
half price. Especially for kids.
But honestly,
kids are dumb, so they don't
well,
understand.
And me, because honestly, all my ears are Disney ears, or almost all my ears are Disney ears, actually. I had a Pixar outfit once, and I had ears from the local thrift store, a headband that they weren't licensed at all, but they looked kind of like the alien heads.
Right.
So I was like, well, that looks Disney. The half of our stuff that we wear at the parks is cake-worthy.
Which is super licensed.
Mm-hmm. Etsy shops, like, there's tons.
Etsy ears, well, that can get expensive as well, but it's very cool, and then people will be jealous of you.
Yeah, that's true.
But cake-worthy is, I can't recommend them enough.
Oh, I know. Just put in a cake-worthy order today. Yay.
They're not cheap, but you can get them on sale, and they're cheaper than stuff in the park.
It's true. Okay, so good place to save money. How about a recommended splurge?
A sit-down restaurant.
Yeah.
I
see a lot of people recommending you take a break midday and go to the hotel room or go to eat or whatever, and I'm not in that camp. I think you can take a break at the park.
Yeah.
Sit-down restaurant.
You plan out a nice sit-down meal at one of the premier restaurants.
Yeah.
You got Blue Bayou, which is second to none.
Yeah.
Because...
ambiance.
It is unreal to be, like, next to an operating ride.
Yeah.
And also, like, inside, and it's like, you're in the bayou. It's weird.
Yeah.
But it's very cool.
It's true.
And then...
everyone should do it once if you're a Disney fan.
You have things like Carthay Circle, where the food is just...
insane. So good.
Top tier. Don't get me wrong. It's expensive.
Sure.
I told you to take food in to save money. But if you're not saving money...
It's a good splurge.
You splurge on this food.
Yeah.
And it's...
because it's an experience.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Lamplight Lounge.
Lamplight's really good. Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, I want to go eat at Disneyland now.
Well, like I said, we are going. You and I have a couple days, so.
I don't think we're going to have time for a sit-down
I don't think we're going to, but we'll see. It all depends on how the Oogie Boogie ticket buying goes. What our plans are.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind a Carthay Circle lounge drink, though.
We've mentioned that. Yeah, that's what we did last time. We had, like, a little appies.
They have excellent cocktails.
Yeah, we didn't do dinner there. We did a couple appies and a couple cocktails. But we've never done actual dinner there.
And then the other thing is, if you're going to splurge on something, do it in Star Wars land. There's so much to splurge on there. Build a lightsaber. If you're a Star Wars fan, you might cry a little bit.
Are you kidding? I was watching you build a lightsaber and I cried a little bit.
I actually, as an aside, I've heard that they are opening that up to let people do the experience without having paid for the lightsaber.
What?
So, like, they can do the whole spiel.
Oh.
That's kind of interesting, but there's going to be a lot of kids that want the lightsaber at the end.
Maybe that's the plan.
Probably. Anyway, that's really cool. That experience is probably worth the money if you're a Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
It's very expensive, but whatever. You only live once.
I never did it.
You were there, though.
I was there. I built a droid, is what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool too.
It's different.
It's not the same level, but it's pretty cool.
But it's cool, and then you're like, this is my droid. But yes, it's not the same level. But if you're like, I want to do something super unique that is very Star Wars and I cannot afford a lightsaber, that's like it's still a splurge, but it's like not as much of a splurge. If you're only gonna do one though, and you're massive Star Wars fan, probably. Yeah.
Lightsaber.
Although I love little QT314.
Lightsaber.
So we did a whole episode on this once. If there was a Disney park in Canada, what should it have? We literally did a whole episode on this.
We really did.
Many years ago.
I thought it was solid at the time.
Yes. Yeah, so basically, I'm including this question to say, go listen to that episode.
Yeah.
We did have a lot of nature elements in it, of course.
Yeah. It would be very similar to California Adventure, except Canadian themed in my mind. You'd have a big Wolverine section.
You would, and you'd also have... Now, I know you're not a big Brother Bear section, but I think Bob and Doug, the moose, from Brother Bear...
You would have to have a little bit of that. And then, a lot of the Canadian Pavilion stuff from Epcot.
Yep.
A whole poutine land.
We talked about a water ride that's canoes.
Yeah.
There were a lot of things we talked about, and I highly recommend listening to that episode. Okay, so this is a two-parter. Which attraction should have a movie adaptation, and which movie should have an attraction? I actually don't know that any attractions that don't already have a movie need one.
I would like to see a Small World horror film. that's my answer. It's a horror film.
And someone's just stuck inside the attraction. They need to get out.
The dolls
start murdering.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, that's funny. Okay,
it's like Five Nights at Freddy's, but
except
like
with the dolls.
More scary.
Okay, and which movie should have an attraction that doesn't?
More Muppets.
Agreed. Yes.
They have the Muppets coaster now.
Yep.
But they don't have anything at Disneyland.
Nope.
So more Muppets.
More Muppets. Totally agree.
Any Muppets movie. Muppets Christmas Carol.
Oh my goodness.
Somehow make that an attraction. I don't know.
No, you know what? You do something that is Muppets, like the Muppet movie most of the year, and then you switch it to Muppet Christmas Carol. I don't know how. I don't know what. Muppets. Which Disney movie world would you want to live in?
Disney movie...
World.
World.
Yeah, world within a Disney movie. Would it be Star Wars? And if so, which land or world?
No, Star Wars, that's... Not, you don't want to live there.
No.
There's a lot of bad going on in that. World of... Do I get to it be a character in the movie?
They weren't specific.
I kind of want to say Little Mermaid. I want to live under the sea.
Oh, that's a good response. I like that.
But I also don't want to drown. So that's what I'm curious. But
you know what they didn't say. So I will say yes. You'd be a character.
Yeah, I want to live under the sea.
Under the sea?
Yeah. Or Finding Nemo in the same lines. Yeah,
under the sea.
Under the sea.
Yeah.
It's better down where it's wetter.
Take it from me?
Yeah.
Be careful with this one.
Nah,
what
no.
is something
huh?
or an experience that you had at a Disney park, so Disneyland or DCA, because we didn't go anywhere else yet, where your partner really frustrates you or annoys you, I guess. So something about the way I am at a Disney park that is annoying to you.
I mean, that's actually really hard because
we actually do super
duper well together.
We actually really do.
Because you let me take...
I sing my song.
You need a passenger and you need a driver, and you let me be the driver without any complaints, which is a skill unto itself.
Well, I'm just so happy to be there that I'm literally happy just to do all the things.
So, I don't know.
I thought you were going to say spend too much money.
No, because I like
it. I know you like shopping too.
I like you being the bad influence when we're spending money, so
you can blame it on me.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
You're like, please don't stop.
It works out well.
Oh, good.
The only thing is, I wish you liked bigger, faster attractions more often. Like, it's not that big a deal in Disney, because there's nothing that
I do
you're
all
like,
the things at Disney,
you're not that worried about stuff in Disney, so I don't know. Like,
but like in at other theme parks, that does become
yeah.
We're still okay because I'm very happy to walk with you and hold the stuff.
Hold
like
the
I
stuff,
have a fantastic time. When we rope drop at Knott's, I'm like, I have such a grand time sitting in the sun, people watching, having my little time and holding all the stuff and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I honestly,
I really have nothing for you either. I even, like, and I knew this question was on here, and I was thinking about it. And I'm like, I don't know. Because even the, like, frustrating times, we generally, I don't know. Like, I'm thinking about when it was absolutely pouring rain, and there was nothing we can do, and everything was super, super, super lined up, and everything was also down and stuff like that. And I still don't really remember ever being frustrated with you for anything.
No.
And the thing is, like, you theoretically would get grumpy about stuff like that, but you were like, oh, man, that sucks. And then you just, like, move on. So I can't even really... I don't know. And you actually don't give me a hard time about spending money at all.
No. I like you being the bad influence.
Especially at DCA, if we've had a couple beers while we're waiting for Guardians.
Well, I do like having a couple beers...
Then we walk into the store and there was the one wall of ears and I was like, oh, I haven't gotten ears this trip yet. And you're like, well, these ones are on sale, so you should probably get two. Do you remember
that? I may also be the bad influence.
Yeah, this is where what I'm saying here. What Disney moment made you emotional? Can I say all of them?
You do get emotional
I get so emotional at Disney. Oh, man, do you remember the time when there was the girl in the full Jolly Holiday Mary Poppins outfit? And then she, like, ran. We saw her run up to Mary Poppins in her full Jolly Holiday outfit.
That was adorable.
And, yeah. Like, or the little girls in line at Rise. And the mom kept calling the one General because she had to stay. And
Well, she was dressed up. She was dressed up like Princess Leia.
Yeah. And her sister, one sister was Rey, and then the other one was Padme. And the youngest one wanted to leave the line, and the oldest one was sad because she wanted her mom to ride with her, but mom had to take the little one out. And so she was telling her to be brave and look after her sister. Do you understand, General? And
yeah.
And I was like, people watching gets me emotional. Fireworks. Okay, no, I got it. I was gonna say the first time, but I don't even know if the first time was the most extreme. The Wonderful World, World of Disney's a store, which sometimes I get emotional in.
The
World of Color.
Yeah, World of Color is. That can be very emotional because there's a lot of music and things like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Would that be your answer?
Yeah.
Or was it building the lightsaber?
No.
World of Color?
Yeah.
Yeah. You said the first time we watched and then I think like some music swelled or something and you're like, and there goes Krista. It's true.
And the fireworks in Batu.
Oh.
Especially now with the they have projections since we've been there, but like... When it was even just the music, it's... John Williams slaps.
No, it's true. Yeah. Oh, Fantasmic? Oh, no, hold on. Fantasmic, when they all come out on Steamboat Willie? Oh, no, that was good. Or watching the fireworks.
It's no John Williams.
From Casey Jr. when you surprised me that you had figured that out? That was good.
It's still no John Williams.
Okay. So a lot of Disney moments make me emotional. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I don't know if we've had any of these. What's a magical cast member moment you had, or when have you been pixie dusted? I've been handed random stickers.
I wouldn't say we've been like super duper pixie dusted. Mm-hmm. My favorite cast member moments have probably been either like the Jungle Cruise. We've had mm-hmm. some really good skippers.
Yeah, like really good.
Like especially, I'm thinking like when we're on late at night and yeah. there's like four people on yeah. and they're still playing to the crowd as if the boat was full. And it,
you
and,
know what? I'm laughing enough for everyone.
And we're the only ones laughing. And it, I don't know. That's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, it's true.
And then some of them at Rope Drop have been really good yeah, as well.
Yeah. They get real personable sometimes yeah. when you're sitting there chatting.
Yeah.
I have one. You've heard this story before. This is one from when I was a kid. And it's not really pixie dusting. It was just like a cast member who went. If we had the little way to recommend a cast member or a shout out, mm-hmm. we would have done that.
Speaking of, if you're at Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Go on the app. And if you have a good cast member moment, punch it in.
It's just, I think it's right at the bottom. You just scroll down.
It's super easy. It's one button and it's like cast member recommendation or something. Mm-hmm. And you can just like. Put in their first name and where they're from, because it'll say it on their yeah. name badge if you're paying attention. And they'll get props and maybe not fired, because that's more likely what's going to happen.
Right. Yeah. No, give props. Downsize. Like, absolutely. Downsize. Yeah, right. Yeah. When I was little, not super little, when I was younger, I think it was the trip we went when I was 16.
Oh, you're old then.
Yes, because I was there with my brother who's close to me in age. He's 2 years younger. My brother who's not close to me in age. He's 6 years younger. And then eight years younger. And then my sister who's 11 years younger. And it was the first time that my sister, Brittany, who has been on this podcast, by the way, mm-hmm. that she could go on most of the rides. Because before that, she was like really, really little. It might have been the one before. But so anyway, she was going on all these rides. And I remember, like, we took her the first ride actually she went on was Big Thunder Mountain. Not when she was a baby, when she was, like, old enough to go on the things.
That was her first ride?
When she was old enough to go on the things. Yeah. And she got off and she started to cry because she thought she could never go on it again. Like, that it was a one and done situation. And we're like, well, literally just get back in line. But she was so sad that it was over.
Interesting.
Yeah. She would always love the thrill rides and me not so much. has not changed. Yeah. You're so confused. Oh, she had done like, and when she was a baby, she did all the like Fantasyland rides and she did Pirates. She really liked Pirates. I was terrified of Pirates when I was six. But yeah, no, she like would giggle and stuff. But she went when she was one, so she didn't remember any of that stuff, right? She went when she was, yeah.
I'm just filing this away.
Yeah.
Does Brittany want to come with us to Orlando and we'll go on some real rides?
She probably would. She's been there before.
Yeah, no, I know she's been there before, but I don't think she's been on Velocicoaster.
I don't know if she has or not. Probably not. I don't think they did Universal. Okay, well, file it away. Put it in the back of your brain. She'll say yes. You're so happy right now. Okay.
I don't know. I just anyway.
So I don't know if it was that trip or the one before, but my little brother and sister were quite small. And we went, and this was the time when we really learned that as long as you were in line, they let you on at midnight.
I learned that in 2008.
Yeah, so we knew that before. I think you learned that because you were with me.
Well... I learned that because it was 11:58 and I was like, oh, it's all going to be over. And the cast member was waving us over yeah. to join the line.
So that's like, what happened. We were coming from probably like the Winnie the Pooh area. And I think I remember coming that way and it was right by Haunted Mansion. And we were like, oh, everything's going to be closed. And the cast member waved us over. And he's like, "It's as long as you're in here, past these gates by 12, you get to ride." Because it was open until 12 that night. So we're like, sweet. So we go on in there. Only ones on Haunted Mansion at midnight in the summer. How rare is that?
Mm.
But they had just
we
like...
don't get that anymore, no.
They had just put a group through and we were the last ones. And it was myself and my family. And in the stretching room, the one cast member was kind of like looking at like us older ones, and then looked at my parents, and he kind of like, I heard him whisper, I think it was to my dad, asking Trevor if Trevor was okay. And he's like, yeah, it's fine. He's like, all right. So then he like hid behind and jumped out and scared him. And he like screamed and then laughed or whatever. So it was good. And then the ride went down in the middle of it when we were on the Doom buggies and we were the only ones on it. And, but the cast member, like, he just like came with us up until we got on the Doom buggy just because we were the only ones there, right? Mm-hmm. And it was not really being pixie dusted, but just like he was having a good time. And he wanted to make sure the kids were having a good time.
He was going home soon. That's why he was having a good time. Right?
So it was just like a really great cast member moment. Okay, some of these we've talked about before. What's your favorite attraction?
In Disneyland?
Do one of each. They just said favorite ride, actually.
In Disney California Adventure?
One of each.
In Disney World?
Let's do one. Like, do all the ones. What's your favorite at DCA? You know the answer. I don't even know why you're hesitating.
It's Guardians.
Okay.
It used to be Tower of Terror. It's Guardians.
Okay.
And
what's your favorite in Disneyland?
That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good rides. It's probably Indiana Jones.
Ooh, okay. I didn't know if you were going to go that way, if you're going to go Rise.
Rise is very good. But
you like the classic.
It's just, it is a classic now.
It is now, yeah.
But... Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's Indy.
Indy's a great answer. Disney World. Tower of Terror Stone.
Tower of Terror is very good, but it's Rock and Roller Coaster.
So it's going to be Muppets.
Yeah. it's still Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah, it is. It's just the Muppets.
I liked it with Aerosmith, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
I probably am going to like it a little more
probably
with the Muppets.
Because every Muppets make everything better.
Yeah.
So for Disneyland Resort... Is it Guardians or is it Indy that's the favorite overall?
It might be Guardians.
I was I don't even know why you're hesitating.
Ride for ride, like...
You've told me that before, Guardians is your favorite.
It's so good.
It's impossible to be in a bad mood when you're on either of them, let's be honest.
You can be on day five of a five-day park hopper.
We have been.
And your back is killing you.
Yep.
And you have been in line for an hour. And Rocket... plugs into the ride and you shoot up and your back stops hurting.
It's true. Your back stops hurting. You get to sit for a little bit. There was the time I cracked a rib during the trip and it actually, every time I went on Guardians, it like fixed it for a few hours because it like took the pressure off.
It's the best ride.
My favorites are either Haunted Mansion or Pirates.
Those are both very good.
Yeah. I got a classic. At DCA, oh... Radiator Springs is so good.
It is very good.
I'd probably still say
still
Guardians.
Not Guardians
I'd still probably say Guardians. Oh, that's a tough one though. Okay. Favorite Disney food, Dole Whip.
Favorite Disney food. I might go like the garlic brat thing that we had at Edelweiss.
Because we were just talking about it. We're thinking about it now.
That was really good.
It was really good.
That was really good. There's been some really good food that we've had there.
Yeah, really good. Pimm's has knocked it out of the park. Docking Bay 7 has knocked it out of the park.
The fried chicken that we had at the Magic Key Terrace.
Oh, that was really good.
Was really good. I don't think they have that anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so. Or, I don't know, maybe. We can't go anymore anyway.
No, but I'm pretty sure they got rid of it.
Well, I'm really glad we went and we did then. And we went twice because we knew we wouldn't get to go again.
And then you have your fried chicken at Flo's and the Plaza. Like, Plaza is the traditional one. But Flo's has the same thing, so it's fine. Your fried chicken dinner there is very good.
Very good. Very good. And then we were just talking about the corn dog. Disney food is great.
I love a corn dog.
Even though we told you to save money by bringing your own.
Yeah, well, maybe don't have money. That's fine. Just spend all
You'll
your money.
You'll have significantly less. I'm a big snacky person. Dole Whip is my standard, but also, like, please give me the iced coffee. Please, you know what? I'm super happy to have that Mickey pretzel.
Cold brews are delicious.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I said iced coffee. I meant cold brew. Come on. And when in doubt, you know what else you should always have?
Churros! Oh, speaker warning. Sorry.
Too late. Favorite Disney smell? I loved this question.
It's pirate's water.
Yeah, that's obviously the right answer. It's the right answer. But, although, special shout out. Are you going to say the same shout out to me as me?
Maybe.
The oranges in Soarin'.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's Soarin' over California has the best smellitzers.
Yeah. Although they should also be called Smellinators, but you know.
Behold my Smellinator!
It's pirate water. It's obviously
pirate water. It's pirate water.
I feel like there's a right answer to this question, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I get the Smellitzers that they pump out on Main Street. I love them, especially during the holidays. And yes, the oranges scene, especially in Soarin' Over California.
But Soarin' Over California has way better Smellitzers than Soarin' Over the World.
And obviously, we haven't done Soarin' Over America yet because that just opened.
It just opened. So I don't know. Probably, I don't know, when they go over New Jersey, it smells like.
But the oranges, that's the best there. Still no pirate water.
It's not pirate water.
No. I'm going to jump down to this other question over here, and then I'll come back. Because there was a question that is Soarin' or Soarin' Over California?
Oh, it's Soarin' Over California by like...
Absolutely.
10,000.
Absolutely.
Even though it's like the video of it is lower res, and so it's not as good. It's like, it's a way better cut thing. Like...
So this one person sent in three very similar questions.
Okay.
Small World Original or Small World Holiday?
I actually like Small World
Holiday. I do too.
Way more.
I do too. And I don't know about way more, but I like it.
You know why? Because...
The song gets broken up.
The song gets broken up by Jingle Bells, so you don't have 10 minutes straight of, it's a small world after all.
That sounds in my head now.
It's a small world after...
You're going to be really sorry because I'm going to be singing that now the rest of the night.
Small world after all. It's small. Small. Jingle Bells. It helps. It helps. It helps.
I just like Christmas. Okay, and I bet you can guess what the next question that's related is. Haunted Mansion Holiday or Haunted Mansion Regular OG?
I mean, it's Haunted Mansion Regular OG, but Haunted Mansion Holiday is also good.
Yes, I agree.
It's just probably around for too long.
But I don't know how else you do it.
It's good, but the original is better.
Yeah.
And then I will add to Space Mountain versus Hyperspace Mountain.
Ooh, good question.
Because that's apparently the theme
here.
I'm adding to it. I don't care. I'm adding to it.
Okay.
They are both very, very good.
They're excellent.
And I wouldn't want original Space Mountain to be replaced, but I really like Hyperspace Mountain.
I loved Hyperspace Mountain.
I really like it. But I would be very sad if you could never ride original.
I agree.
But I just, yes. I like Star Wars a lot, and it was really cool to ride Space Mountain with
a Star Wars
theme and the Star Wars music, but I really like the original Space Mountain music as well, so...
As a special
treat. You need both, and like, Hyperspace Mountain is around for the right amount of time.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. I love Nightmare Before Christmas, and I love Haunted Mansion Holiday. I do understand the it's around too long, but I don't know how else you do it, because it needs to be there for both Halloween and Christmas.
And the problem is they start Halloween way too early.
Like, it's starting in the middle of August this year. Yeah. So,
it's a bit of a problem.
As long as that's when they're starting Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, it is what it is then. I liked this. There are two related questions here. Best land music and then best queue music. No one has best attraction music. She should have had that too. Or he. I didn't write down who wrote the essays.
Well, not a small world, I can tell you that. best attraction music is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Totally fair. That was one of the questions.
Yeah, no, okay. best land music.
I love Main Street USA.
Well, I was going to say, Main Street, like...
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's
Main
probably
Street
like
and the Guardians. The hub is.
Yeah.
It,
Because you know what? It's the music that has to do the most, mm-hmm. and it delivers because it's getting you revved up or it's mellowing you out.
Mm-hmm.
And being like, this was your magical
thing. Even the Esplanade, actually.
Actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not that that's a land, because you don't have to pay admission to go there.
No, but it still does the same thing.
Very good.
And what's really cool is, like, when you go, and you're not going to the park yet, and you hear, and that music hits you in the Esplanade, you're like, oh my god.
Okay, I know.
Best cue. Mm-hmm.
The best land music.
Okay.
Because all those are good, but whatever. Some people don't like it, but when you go into Avengers Campus, that Avengers theme hits you hard in the face.
Oh, yeah. And in the gut.
Yes.
Totally. Totally. Best cue music.
Probably indie.
That's the same kind of deal, hey? It's just like...
John Williams.
Yeah. Even though the cue music, though, is mostly... Like, there's not a whole lot of music in the cue.
Yeah. But you hear a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you get to the video room, and...
There's not really a whole lot of cue music, though. It's mostly cue sound. Like, in any attraction, I'm saying.
True. But, like, your sound effects in mm-hmm. there, and... I don't know.
I'm not mad at that. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The ambiance in the indie cue is
it's so good.
Second to none.
It is so good. Cue music... Like, you hear the music in Pirates.
Not really.
Once you get inside.
Yeah. Not really.
Do, 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 do.
You mostly hear the birds squawking.
Yeah, you like... None of the attractions really have music in the queue. Very few of them.
Incredicoaster has a little bit going.
But it's mostly the newsreel.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
And you don't have, like, any music in Mickey's Runaway Railway until you get on.
That's another good cue, though.
It's really good cue, but not mm-hmm. music-wise.
I think it'd just be, like, sounds.
Yeah.
In which case, I'll give you Andy.
Andy.
Favorite Disney soundtrack. Okay, so I just want to say, I was talking about Britney, and you were talking about Runaway Railway. It made me remember we did a road trip last August, mm-hmm. and she had her playlist, like, synced up. So every time we started to drive, Nothing Can Stop Us Now from Runaway Railway would start. Literally the first, it would just start over every time.
It is
so good.
It is a fantastic song.
Okay, what's your favorite Disney soundtrack?
Like, from movies and stuff?
It just says Disney soundtrack. I guess so. But I put it with the other one because it was, like, sound and music, right?
Well, the soundtrack, like, actual movie soundtrack mm-hmm. that I had on cassette tape...
Was Lion King.
That I listened to the most was actually Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, good choice.
I had a white cassette tape, and we listened mm-hmm. to the heck... Out of that.
Yep, I had Beauty and the Beast, Lion King, and Aladdin. Children of the Disney Renaissance. Like, we had great music.
Well, here's the thing. It took a long time for these movies to come out mm-hmm. on VHS.
Mm-hmm.
And in between that, you had the soundtrack out, and that was the only thing you could do. So, I listened to the heck out of that stuff.
It's great music.
And I tried to figure out what LeFou was saying.
Know every word? I don't know French, but I know every word of that song.
No, there's one spot in the Gaston song where I still don't know what he's saying.
Oh, I can tell you what it is, I'm sure. And back in the day, we didn't have a way to look up the lyrics. I just learned them by listening to them over and over and over and over.
It was not clear what he was saying.
I believe you that it wasn't clear, but I still believe that I know what it is.
Anyway.
Really good answer. I would probably say, growing up, it was probably Pocahontas or Beauty and the Beast, because those are my two favorites. Now, how about the Guardians soundtrack?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just like solid 80s music, so...
Can we count that?
I listen to the 80s channel on a satellite radio all day, every day.
And you're like, half of these songs were in Guardians.
Basically. So, you know, that's fair.
Yeah. I would have said Beauty and the Beast, probably. Although Pocahontas was right up there. And you know what? Honestly, like Tarzan, the music did not have to go as hard as it did. Tarzan music is amazing.
Phil Collins did a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, just some really good ones. And then we had like Little Mermaid, like, oh, okay, hold on. And what about we get to Encanto? Like, let's talk more modern stuff. Lin-Manuel Miranda giving us
and Moana.
Under Pressure.
And Moana.
Oh, Moana was great music. But again, not Under Pressure, Surface Pressure.
Yeah.
From Encanto is like...
Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is to break into my top five Disney songs as a new movie nowadays?
Mm.
When, again, Disney Renaissance... Like, so good. Okay. Favorite question for last.
Okay.
Not to pew-pew any other questions. Not pew-pew. That's not a Star Wars thing. Poo-poo. Any other questions?
Pew-pew! Pew-pew!
If you were a cast member, what would you want to do?
Oh, I think we answered this before.
I feel like we might have. It's a good question.
I think I would be best suited to be a... Haunted Mansion.
Oh, that's my answer.
Host? No, you should be like on the Storybook Canal or something like that.
I'm too happy.
Yeah. I would like to tell people that they're dying or whatever.
But the jokes, you move into the drag your body into the dead center. I would probably start giggling, you're right.
I am really good at puns.
Like, yeah, I'm good at puns.
No. Because you laugh at them too much.
It's true.
Yeah. Whereas I tell the daddiest of dad jokes with a straight face.
Oh, no. I tell the daddiest of dad jokes and then I literally slap my knee.
Yeah. See, that it's not as...
And then I stop and like, why aren't you laughing?
Yeah.
Yes, I always said that, but you were probably right. I'd probably be terrible at it. Ooh, Storybook Land. I would love to be a Storybook Land.
Yeah, you should be a Storybook Land canal.
Or I would like to do Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. And be the person who has to let them through.
Oh, yeah, in the theater.
Yeah, because that's a dad joke, but it's, like, fun and silly.
You could do that. That would be fun, too. Yeah. I would like to talk to Goofy
yeah.
for, like, 50 no, times
Goofy,
in
I
the
have
shift.
To do this thing. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. And you can ad lib it because they all do it a little slightly differently. Yeah.
I always said I would the funnest would probably be a Jungle Cruise skipper, but I actually don't think I'd be good at that. For the same thing, I can't deadpan.
I could do it, but I wouldn't want to do it for a whole shift. Like mm-hmm. I would get real tired of it.
Let
real
alone
fast.
A shift all day every day.
Yeah.
Whereas you could just be crabby and tell people you're gonna die all day every day.
I could see myself doing that.
Are you saying that I would be really good and over here we have a castle and
yes, I could see you doing that for 17 hours every day. Anyway, the other thing is
from Lullaby
I wouldn't
Land.
Mind being a cast member on Guardians.
Right.
I could either deadpan it like
we've had
when
that.
when they're loading.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been better when it was Tower of Terror, mm-hmm. obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I could do it when they're loading the elevator or when they're loading the office area.
Yeah, that'd be fun, too.
We've had a couple that, like, mm-hmm. talk to Rocket or something.
Yeah, I'm always happy when they do that.
Yeah.
And when they do, I'm always like, oh, I think you like mm-hmm. other places, too, because, like, that's good.
The best cast member on Guardians that we had, I'm pretty sure, used to do Tower of Terror because you had the same vibe.
Yeah.
And that was fun. And I would.
The haunting looking straight forward. Mm. I really like your suggestion of me doing Storybook Land.
Yeah. That's the winner for sure.
And I would get to like Disney nerd out all day, every day.
Because
mm-hmm. I'd be like, look, okay. Okay, so that is actually from Silly Symphonies cartoon.
Yeah.
But I get to do it in a magical voice.
It's so magical.
Okay. So that is the last of our questions.
Wow, we made it.
We made it. We had fewer, like last time we had a lot of more personal questions, whereas this was really Disney-focused.
Well, good, because I'm not a personal person.
You are not. So I guess that is a positivity... Positivity? Positive? I guess that is a positive thing, then. Okay. Anything else to add?
2 plus 2?
It's still 5. Still don't have a trailer. Oh. The trailer's a lie. It's like the cake.
Yeah.
So that is our show this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and our email. You can find DisneyA episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms. And if you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, you should really do that. If you know someone who might like listening to us, make sure you recommend DisneyA as well to them. I don't know what we're going to talk about next episode. I've got some...
Probably Disney stuff.
Probably. Or travel. Probably more possibly. Likely Disney, because we're not traveling next week.
Darn. I would like to.
I know, right? So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
Until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh? And when in doubt, you know what else you should always have?
Churros! Oh, speaker warning. Sorry.
Too late.